Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just let him on home. He keeps leading me home,
destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound.
He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys.
I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down,
soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. Jesus, hold my hand, I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand, I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand, I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can make out the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. My boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm, it drives me from the heights. Brings me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from its height. Brings me low but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't be at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know you'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vantage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed the faithful lightning off his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. think of Timothy chapter 2. Let's start verse 11. Does the faithful say, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithfully, he cannot deny himself. I'll use a different translation here. This saying is trustworthy. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure with him, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, since he cannot deny himself. Das ist gewiss die Wahrheit. Sterben wir mit ihm, werden wir mit ihm leben. Dulden wir, so werden wir mit ihm herrschen. Verleugnen wir, so wird er uns auch verleugnen. Glauben wir nicht, so bleibt er doch treu. Er kann sich selbst nicht verleugnen. This is exactly what it is. If we kind of like very little respect for the word, if we think we can just slip on into heaven and not suffer for him, not be identified with him. In the word, how do you be identified with him? You got to be persecuted here in this life. You got to be identified like the truth keeps marching on. Ever since he started way in eternity's past when he created that first angel, back before the foundation of the world, before there was a planet. He created these angels, and this truth been marching on for millions of years, and it ain't going to stop. I got one job to do. I got to get on board with the truth for our day, and we keep saying it over and over again. That here in the church, hey, the lid, to see it, there's only one thing to talk about. There's only one thing to preach. God sent a prophet here in the church, hey, the lid, to see it, and it lines up with in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. That happened to be the ministry of that angel, and that angel linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Brandon. And he and I, we sometime, by somehow, because God saw something in us, we somehow tapped into it. And then we jumped on board, and we never turned back. And because of that, we've been persecuted big time. I told these Hutterites time and time again that the group had come out of, that God sent a prophet. Oh, you got till sundown to get out of here. You're not going to tell us, no, you're garbage. And so I just moved on, you know. We're just moving on to this very day. And now God found us faithful to deliver out, to do what we're doing here on a day-to-day basis. Because we know the hour is short. We know we're living at the ending of time. And we know exactly what all we're talking about. God sent a prophet. Anything other than that is just going to lead you out to hell and death. And we got thousands upon thousands of people all around the world. They're preaching this, they're preaching that. But not one of them will tell you anything about God sending a prophet. And then he sent that chief apostle. And then now here we're giving it the finishing touches. Everything that's happened in these prior years, thousands and millions of years. Here is coming to the end of it all. Here is coming to the very close to the end of Satan's reign, and we're about to head into the rapture. God is moving on. You can either decide what you're going to do. You can either come on board with us, or you're going to have to suffer the consequences, because God's not going to stop because people don't believe in Jesus here. He can't deny himself. Mm-hmm. And if you know what's good for you, just come on board and that's the only message we have, because I know it's backed up with Scripture. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, the gift to John, the gift to the angel, and then he gave it to Mr. Brother Branham. And that's just simply the way it is here in church, they don't need to see it. Anybody preaches anything other than that, he is going to eventually lead you out to hell and that. Because we've been seeing it over and over again. Back in the day before Jesus went to the cross, he said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them of my will send. And you got to sometimes read the Bible, right? You got to read the flip side of it. In other words, what he said, this is not eternal life if you do not come on board and believe what these seven angels have to say, these seven stars. He said, this is eternal life. So what's the flip side? This is hell if you don't preach that. You know, if you don't identify with that, what Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life. That they believe on them whom I will send. And we know he sent these seven angels back in the first chapter of Revelation. He saw John turn around, he saw these seven stars, and then Jesus went on to explain to him, these seven stars that you saw in my right hand, these are the seven angels to the churches throughout the grace age. Now, you can take it or leave it. We got scriptures to back up exactly what we're saying. And now here the closing days of time at Church Age of Laodicea. This is eternal life that they believe in the ministry of Brother Brent. And then they believe in the ministry of Brother Jacks. All that the angel did, he got the hold of the vocal cords of Brother Branham, and then when he died, he took the vocal cords of Brother Jackson, and then when he died, he was testing each one of us that was sitting for how many years? Some of them for 40 years under Brother Jackson, and then he found, who is then that faithful and wise servant? He found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. It's just that simple. And if I say it any other way, I'll come up short. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, for all you do for us, Lord. Just a numerous dimension, Lord. We just pray you have us the grace to continue on this path, Lord, that we have a life that would exemplify what we're trying to say here, Lord. And you use us for your honor, for your glory. Give us the grace to say the things you want us to say. Give us the grace to say them in such a way that it'll resonate in the hearts of the people. As we have no other message than the ones that you put on our heart to say, Lord. Today, Lord, you want us to talk about what we have to do when we go through life, that we suffer with you, we'll also live with you. If we don't want to suffer with you, then we cannot live with you. It's just very simple, Lord. And we just pray you give us the grace to say it in the right way, Lord. I pray you'll open the hearts of the people. Pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's a very simple fact. If you're going to be identified with the truth for your day, you will be persecuted. And that's mm-hmm. all been my that's been my song and dance ever since I found out God sent the prophet. I made sure that everybody that I knew that they know where I stand. I stand with the fact that God sent a prophet back in since the 30s, and then he died, and then he took the vocal cords of Brother Jackson. Why do you think the Lord led me through all that? He led me through all that so that here in these closing days of time, there's going to be a truth to put out there. And you and I are the only two people with enough backbone to say things going against the flow, going against all the negative forces that they're trying to throw at us. But we just keep on going. Because the truth is marching on. We have a decision to make. Are we going to go on with the truth, or are we going to listen to that garbage out there, millions of people beating their gums together, not even know what they're talking about? I was listening to myself yesterday. Sometimes I go back and listen to the things we've preached and we've talked about here, and I thought to myself, oh, man, did I say that? And I imagine myself listening to us that has listen to us for the first time. The things that we say here, they would actually think that we're completely crazy when we tell them that these churches out there, they're nothing but agents of Satan. They're just out there to deceive you and to lead you down to hell and that. And we tell them that these so-called religious holidays, they're all instituted by that Roman Catholic hierarchy. So the early church never had nothing. And the Bible says the early the last true church will be just like the early church. And that's what the But that prophet came to do. He came to do, to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. Mm-hmm. Everything that we say and do, you can find it in the pages of history and the pages of the Bible. Because back in Malachi 4, it says, "Behold, I'll send you Elisha the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord to turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers," and it doesn't mean little children. It means we're the children of the faith. Now we're in this end time. We're the children of these apostolic fathers. And now what he's doing now is restoring everything back so that we can actually live exactly just like that first church. And that's why we have to weave through the rubble and all the religious filth that's been accumulated, because once the early church went to sleep, just like Paul said, "After our departure, grievous wolves will come, not sparing the flock, and they'll bring in all these damnable heresies and all that religious filth that's been implemented for the last 2,000 years. And now here he's taking you and I, anybody that wants to come on board, he's taking us back to that early church. We're doing exactly what that early church did. I don't know how else to say it. Because that's what that ministry of Brother Brennan was supposed to do. To teach us and to teach us and to lean us and to walk us back to the early church and the apostolic faith of our fathers. That's why we say these things. That's why we tell you about these churches out there that just feel that Roman Catholic doctrine and all that stuff. Because the early church never had nothing like that. You can go back and you can check it out. What the early church had. They had none of these holidays, none of these religious holidays. They didn't teach all that filth that's out there today. And that's why we're saying these things, they're so hard to digest for a lot of people. And if you think you'll get a ticket to glory by not being identified with the truth for your day, well, you're going to have a surprise. Because the word of truth, it says this is a faithful saying, a trustworthy saying, that if we live with him, we can also reign with him. And if we deny him, he will deny us. He can't deny himself. That's why we're living the way we're doing. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because we're leading, led and guided by his spirit, and that's why we have to suffer. That's why we've been put on the outs from all these religions. Everywhere we've been, they put us in the outs because of what we believe. That not the right church put us in the outs. The Pentecostals put us in the outs. That group we come out of, Faith Assembly, put us in the outs. Grace and Truth put us in the outs. Simply because we're continuing on. The truth keeps marching on. And if you're going to march on with the truth, you are going to be put in the outs. You're going to be persecuted if you're... And if you're not being persecuted, you're going to find yourself coming up short. It's just that simple.
That's right. Because when you start reading the Bible and you start seeing these things in the Word of God, that like water baptism in Jesus' name and other things in the Bible, and it doesn't line up with these religious systems, automatically you're going to have to separate yourself from that teaching because it's not biblical, because that's Jesus came to fulfill the scripture, and they're teaching all these wrong teachings. And when you get the revelation of it, there has to come a time where you separate yourself from these teachings that are not right. And that's part of like denying. If you deny Jesus, like if you would deny what God has shown you and revealed, that's really denying the Lord Jesus Christ, just like it says in Matthew 10. "Whoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." It's basically the same scripture. But if you like, that's what we had to do when God started revealing these things in our lives, what these religious systems are all about. We had to separate it, and in that separation, some people do not want to separate, so they just put up with it. this wrong mm-hmm. teaching, but in a sense, it's like denying the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, that's the same, what's going to happen to these people too. Jesus will deny them before his heavenly Father, because really you reject the truth for your day and hour, and then what's going to happen is in the end, Jesus is going to reject you before God.
Yeah, we had, like I keep telling you about my cousin Paul from Bloomfield there that passed away here a few days ago. And then his brother came in here, that Danny, that preacher there. And I guess he wanted a measuring tape to measure him off so he could make a coffin for him or something. So I told me it was full of cancer. And I said, why did you bring him here? Why did you bring him here? You know very well that when they come here with cancer, they leave without cancer. Lorraine prayed for me, and that cancer couldn't get out fast enough. Why didn't you bring him here? Oh, well, we have to die sometimes. Mm-hmm. See, they avoid the issue. I said, mm-hmm. You know very well that if you'd have brought him here, he would have been healed. But see, I said, you the reason you don't come here, you guys don't come here and get healed from cancer and all that stuff, is simply because you're afraid that people will find out that you're just frauds. He's just a fraud. He's not for real. And now his blood is going to be in his hand, because he kept telling him and telling him that other right thing is it. And all that poor guy did, put another set of broilers through, you know. Put another set of broilers. That's all he lived for. He lived for materialism. We gotta somehow face the facts, you know. That's just the fact of the matter. And you can't mess with the facts. And like I say, he come here and, they know how to talk, you know. I said, why, you'd have brought him here. The reason you didn't bring him here, because the people would have found out that your guys are just frauds. Just that simple. I can't put it any other way. That's all these preachers are out there. They're frauds, they're wannabes, they're not real. They do not tell the people the truth. See, if you and I wouldn't be suing what we're doing, they would have no excuse, you know. They could mm-hmm. go on down the road of life, but we come on board here. The Lord moved on us to do exactly what we're doing. He brought us back in the day. He brought us to the ministry of Brother Brennan. Then he got us to the ministry of Brother Jack. Then he gave us our assignment that now you guys, mm-hmm. you have to be faithful, and you got to go out and tell the people. And he told me to start up this website, and then he did. He told us to have these daily breads going out every day, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're just suffering with him because we want to reign with him. We endure because we want to live with him. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We have no ambition of our own, or no agenda, or no program of our own. And all we're doing exactly what the Lord told us to do. Start up his website, put it out there on a day to day basis, and then it goes all around the world. You check the other day, we only check it maybe once or twice a year. If anybody's checking in, there's thousands of countries, and well, not thousands, but there's all these countries where they tap in, and I don't know how serious they are, but we're doing exactly what the Lord told us to put it on the website, and if there's somebody out there that has a hunger and a thirst for the truth for your day, then I will bring them to it. And I've seen it time and time again, but we've speaking here for about 5 years, and no, we don't know. We didn't know if anybody was listening. And one day we get this email from some guy way down south somewhere. He said, I've been looking for the truth for 10 years, and the Lord gave me a dream. Tomorrow I'm going to show you where the truth is. And the next day he went on his computer and he found our website, and he let us know. And I've been looking for it for 10 years, and ever since Brother Jackson passed away. And see, that's all we have to do. We all got to do. We put it out there, and if there's somebody in there that has a hunger and a thirst, if you do not have a hunger and a thirst for eternal destiny, where are you going to spend eternity? Well, you just do like that guy, my cousin here did. He just, on a day-to-day basis, all he was interested in materialism, and that's all I remember from him. I've been trying to talk to him. I send him some books, and I've been trying to witness to these people forever and a day, especially that Fennel, you know, his siblings and all that. I can't even get my foot in the door. Talk to his sister, or try to talk to his sisters and his brothers, and, oh man, you can't even get your foot in the door. Mm-hmm. It's a very proud family, you know. It's only their pride that keeps them from accepting things that you and I have. And that's all we can do. We can only put it out there. People want it, fine. If not, well, let them go to hell if they want it. That's the choice they make. And if they don't want to come identify with us, because the minute you're identified with us, the minute they tell people what you're saying and the positive light, they are going to be persecuted. Because all those that will live godly in Christ Jesus, they will suffer persecution. The only way to live godly in Christ Jesus is to believe the truth for your day. There's no righteousness in any one of us. The only thing that you and I can do, just like he told Abram, Abram believed God and it was reckoned to him for righteousness' sake. And that's all we're doing. We're believing here in the church, here to lay the seed, that God sent the prophet, and all we got to do is believe it and put it out there. Of course you'd be persecuted because it's the truth for your day. And Satan does not like you to have the truth for your day. He wants you to go out there and preach all that old stuff over and over again for 100 years, their same old sermons, which he engineered this thing way back then. And he was the one that wrote the sermon, because it, like I keep saying, the deception, the things that they say are true, but the thing and the deception is the things that they're not saying. That's where the deception is. We will not tell you that God sent a prophet. I sometimes go on YouTube and I listen to these preachers. Not one will even, not even an inkling that they will direct you towards that. Each one had their own words to sell. Each one had their own ideology, their own religion, and they're trying to put it out to the masses. And they go, the people, they go by the thousands to these sermons, like John Hagee and all that. Then they got it all connected on the internet, and then they go all around the world on TV and everything. But it's all nothing but trash behind it. It's the spirit of Satan. That's why I say, that's why the Bible, the deception will be so great that even the very elect would be deceived, if it would be possible. And as like I said the other day, I looked down for town, there's at least 15 churches here. How can the deception be so great when the town is full of churches? And I keep saying, hey, the reason because the deception is so great, it's what they don't tell you. Not one of them will tell you what we're telling the people here. And that's why they're not being persecuted. The people that go to their churches by the droves, and when we come along, when we tell them what it's about, oh man, we're the scum of society. Just that simple.
That's right. It says in Romans 7:7, what then shall we say? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Indeed, I would not have been mindful of sin if not for the law. See, if it would not have been for the law, they would not have been mindful of sin. When God gave the law to the children of Israel, they would have just been like the heathens. But God gave the law for them to become aware of sin. And then, like Jesus came to redeem us, and that's why we need a Savior, because that's a sinful nature in the human family, is because of what happened in the garden. Now, all this is to change our lives and to line up with the Word of God. Just like in this hour, if Brother Branham would not have come, we would have not been made aware of the water baptism. What happened in 325 AD, how Satan slowly infiltrated with these tares that he sowed in the second parable there. The enemy came and sowed tares, and how those tares grew along with Christianity, with Christians in throughout the 2,000 years of time, and how the water baptism was lost in 325 AD, and then God restored it. Now, if God would not have sent a prophet to restore it, that's the ministry of that Elijah spirit, to restore these things, and that's what he restored us back to the truth of the early church. Now, if people deny that, they deny the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's really the whole concept of the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, was to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ and what the faith of the early church was. like up until then, it was like going into the dark ages and slowly out of the dark ages, God slowly started restoring. And then Brother Branham took all those truths that were restored and brought them together. And that's why when we say the name of Brother Branham, a lot of people get offended by it. And in it, really, they are offended at the Lord Jesus Christ, because we're not saying it to lift up a man. We're saying it was through the ministry of Brother Branham that it was Jesus being revealed. When I say he was being revealed, the truth that had been lost, that was all takes you back to the faith of the early church, the day that Peter stood up at the day of Pentecost and said, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins." Those keys that Jesus handed to Peter, that's why it's all about revealing the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has the power and the authority over all that. And when people deny that, they actually deny the Lord Jesus Christ.
Back in the 60s, I keep saying it, the Lord sent Brother Branham here on American soil. And back in the 60s, he had a message for the churches of America. They were all there at that meeting in Chicago, where they were all there, and Brother Branham was preaching about water baptism. Let's get back to the Word. If we go back to the Word, there will be no need for no prisons. There will be no need for no hospital. But see, what the churches of America did, they rejected the prophet to the age. And then when they did that, and I can tell you for a truth, it's like when you reject truth, what happens then? The devil takes over. That gives the devil the key, and I literally saw it. When they rejected the truth for their day, they rejected Brother Branham's teaching, and then it was like the show between God and the devil, between Jesus and the devil. Jesus had to say to the devil, "Here's the key. You can do exactly what you want with America now, because they rejected the truth. They rejected me. So there's only one option. Here's the key. Go out there and destroy it." And the first thing that he did, he got into the churches and into the porthouse. And the first thing he did, he started up the Supreme Court to take the Ten Commandments out of the church, out of the school, take prayer out of school, and take the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses. Mm-hmm. And that's been a fight ever since, because now Satan is running America. Now that he won that battle and they rejected the truth, and it's the same thing today. If you reject the things that we're saying here, there is only one direction for you to go: out to hell and death. And there is no way you can substitute that. There is no way you can water it down. And it's each and everybody's choices. But one thing you better remember, once you're identified with Samuel Lorraine, you will be persecuted. The devil will find you. He's used these Tugs, he's used these Leonard from Deltas and these Joe from Side to put this fear-mongering on you, and then they put you in the outs and all that garbage that they accumulated over the years. But see, we don't care what they do. The Bible says, "Not one hair of your head will fall without Jesus knowing about it." If you stand for him, he has a way of protecting you. He's got his angels, and he's got his ways of making, just like you and me. We've been having it better than the Lord supplies all our needs. Over and above, shaking together, running over, and simply because we're standing for the truth for the day and hour we're living in. We have no other, we have nothing else to say. And then because of that, we're being persecuted, we're being put in the outs, and it's it. That's the thing that would say, that's why he said, if you wanna reign with him, you gotta suffer for him. You gotta endure if you wanna be identified with him. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. You can go out there and go to church or these prostitute churches out there, because behind it is the spirit of Satan. We've been saying it long enough that you're not being persecuted, because why would Satan persecute you if you're doing his will, if you're preaching his garbage? Because, like I say, these churches have been These sermons that the Hutterites preached for the last 400 or 500 years, they were written by Satan. Because not one of these sermons, I sat there for 40 years of my life. I never heard of such a thing as the seven churches. Yeah, they preach it, but they're not, none of these sermons, none of these that, not one of these sermons can tell you, be identified with Martin Luther back when these sermons were written. So they don't, they tell you half-truth. And within that confines of these sermons that they had, not one of them will tell you about God sending a prophet. Mm-hmm. Not one of them will tell you about the seven church ages. Yeah, they'll preach about it, like I say, but they will not explain to you what it means that God sent Martin Luther, the church age of Sardis, and then all you got to do now, all you got to do is to be identified with what that angel said through the lips of Martin Luther back in the day. And anything other than that is just going to take you out to hell and death. And here they come along, the Andreas Ehrenbreit, the Jakob Hutters, and all these donkeys, agents of Satan. Now when I tell them that, they think I'm blaspheming, but I can prove it to you because Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. And you and I, we know that he sent Martin Luther to bring out the just shall live by faith. And like I said, that's all they had to preach. You don't have to preach this community style living and all that garbage. That's all driven by Satan to take the church back into communism. Again, back into the dark ages. That's what these other writers, that's all it is a dark age of agenda, just exactly like communist Russia. All that Hunterite thing is communism on steroids. There's absolutely nothing in it. It's just the way Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. And here when we come out and we tell people the truth, they think we're completely crazy. Mm-hmm. See, we have a job to do, and we're doing it glad. And anyhow, we're going to be persecuted. We're going to be made fun of. We're going to be put in the house. But that's part of the scripture. That's what we've just read here. Mm-hmm. If you want to live with him, you're going to have to suffer with mm-hmm. him. And that's once right. you tell people the truth, the sword of Bichishamea is going to spew you out. It's just the way it is. I always wonder what it means. The sword of Bichishamea. That sodomite ocean is going to spew you out mm-hmm. because you cannot be identified with their lies and their fabrication. Mm-hmm. So what do? They do the only thing they know. They get rid of you. They put you in the outs. Mm-hmm. Then you got to fend for yourself. You got on a daily basis. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll take you from glory to glory. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to be persecuted for it. Now, there's no in-between here. It's just black and white. And that's the only message that you and I have. Mm-hmm. Is God sent the prophet. And within that, if you want to be identified with that, you will be persecuted.
That's right.
Just that simple. Mm-hmm.
And if you look back at the writings of Paul and all the epistles that he wrote, you can Romans and Hebrews and Corinthians and all the writings of Paul, and you can... we can still learn from his writings today, and they are accurate. And when you come to the ministry of Brother Branham, God allowed him to say things because we are from the Paul, it was going into the gospel, going into the world and spreading all over the world. But now it's coming out of that, like and for the harvest time. And in harvest time, there is a fan that separates the wheat from the chaff and all the other particles that come along with threshing. That is being separated. And that's why God allowed Brother Branham and Brother Jax to say certain things in their human nature. And then those were things that God used to separate people that were not sold out. And then they just fall by the wayside. And that's just the process of harvesting. So, but when you look at the ministry of Paul, he brought in the gospel here with all the epistles. And here it's coming to the time of harvest. So that's a totally a different era. And that's why a lot of people, they find fault with Brother Branham because he said things that were not 100%. But if you understand the whole counsel of God, you will know what it was all about. And then you can take it And understand it and apply it in your life.
Back in the days of Paul, they were going into the dark age. Now we're coming out of the dark age, and the only thing that's left now is judgment. And you can, if you don't come on board like we did, we didn't think up this program that we're on here. We just followed the leadership of the Word of God, the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once we tapped into the fact God sent the prophet, I was exhausted. I was wearing myself out, looking and searching, and finally here I come to the ministry of Brother Branham, and I was so hungry and so thirsty, I took it up like a sponge. And then they tried to come and tell me that's not true and all that stuff. But see, I know what I had to go through to get to that truth. Mm-hmm. And that's the only conversation we're having. Everything circles around God sent a prophet. Mm-hmm. Now you want to go out there, you want to make fun of us, that's all right, we don't mind. Because you're just doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. Because we know we got the truth. And you had to come on board, or you're going to just go and have no reward. It's all that simple.
That's right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we give you thanks, Lord, for what you've done in our lives, Lord. And we know from where you've brought us out of, to all these religious denominations, Lord, because we were hungry, Lord. You put in us a hunger and a desire to get to know you and to line up with your word. And in that is persecution, just like that song goes, am I a soldier off the cross? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? All the Christians that have gone on before, when you go right down to the martyrdom, that red horse rider that went riding and persecuted and martyred all the Christian, Lord, and because they took a stand for truth, Lord, and that's what we're doing in this hour. We're taking a stand for the truth that you have given in this day and hour, Lord. And we are not going by a flowery bed of ease while others have fought and with blood and have given their lives, Lord. And we just want to suffer with you, Lord, so that at the end that you are not going to deny us, Lord. And we just pray for people, Lord, help them, Lord, to have the courage to suffer with the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will have an expected end. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.